going to be one of those mornings. I won't tell you how part of my morning was. Well, I could. Things like your earring goes down the drain and the other one falls in the toilet. You know, typical Sunday morning. All right, let's see if we can just, you know, it's all fine though, right? Whew. Okay, we're here. And we're grateful to be here. We're actually transitioning from the Thanksgiving holiday to the Christmas holiday, and our altar is showing that we have both the autumn and the upcoming holiday season. So how many of you played hide and seek as a kid? Probably everybody. And you know the game. One person is designated to be it, and the person who is it has to close or cover their eyes, and they count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe up to 100, right? While the other kids are hiding. Well, when the person who's it gets to that designated number, 100, what do they say? Ah, hear ya. It's ready or not, here I come. Yeah. So why am I even mentioning hide and seek and ready or not, here I come? That's a great question. The answer is, today's talk is entitled, Are You Ready? And you might go, well, ready for what? Ready for what? And what's coming? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And as we move into this holiday season, we know that there's different traditions that are celebrated by different cultures, by different spiritual communities. And I'm choosing to look at Advent. Now, some of you might be familiar with Advent. Anyone familiar with Advent? For those that have been, good for you. I had no knowledge of what Advent was whatsoever until I became the senior minister at Center for Spiritual Living Tahoe Truckee. And there I started getting the Unity Advent booklets starting in 2013. And I could read about, and I have every one of them, and I always go back in this time of year, and I'm reading through the 7 or 8 of them that I have collected over the years to find out more about what is this thing called Advent, and what does that even mean? So we're going to be looking at this, and what does it really mean? Well, the word Advent means coming. Right or not, here I come. What is coming? Or, and the arrival. It also means birth, new beginnings. So, what is it that wants to begin? And in traditional, it's been said that the Advent is celebrating the birth of Jesus, the Christ, and also it focuses on the second coming. We want to prepare for the second coming of Jesus in physical form at the end of the world as we know it and to end all the problems. Well, what we teach is that what is coming is the Christ consciousness. It's not a man who's going to re-come in. It is the Christ consciousness that this one man, Jesus, embodied. He understood his divinity and the divinity of all. That is what we are cultivating. That is what we are giving birth to. And I like to say that we are, the theme for the next 4 weeks will be expanding into and as the light. Expanding into and as the light. We are moving to another dimension, a spiritual dimension, is what I believe that the Christ birth is for me individually and each and every one of us. So we have certain symbols that I'm going to speak of in Advent. First of all, you have a wreath. And the wreath is made of evergreen. Evergreen is meant to symbolize the eternal life. It's evergreen. I lived up in Tahoe, and it was always green there. It wasn't the deciduous trees. So it's evergreen, it's ever there, it's ever alive. And it's also in a circle. The circle represents no beginning and no end. Then we have 4 candles, actually 5. The 4 candles that surround the wreath represent the divine an aspect of the divine within us. And the divine within us is the life, is the light within us that we are igniting, that we are reigniting, so to speak. And each week, we have a certain focus. Today, we're going to focus on hope and faith and what that means and how we can expand deeper into faith and into hope. Next week is the candle of peace. How do we expand into and as peace? We have a pink candle, which represents the unconditional love of spirit. How do we expand into and as unconditional love ourselves? And the final fourth Sunday will be expanding into the joy of knowing who we are, the joy of life, expanding as that joy. And in the center, we have our Christmas candle. It is actually the Christ consciousness. This is where we are igniting that next dimension of light for ourselves in the world. Now, the purple or blue candles, actually, why are they blue or purple? That symbolizes the nobility, the wealth, and the divinity, the royalty. Because whether you know it or not, we are the divinity. We are the nobility in the world. And it's to remember that. And we're going to focus on each of these aspects every week. I lit the candle in the east. Now, we start in the east, and I did get my compass out while on the, on the phone. It's like, you can put up the apps that says compass, and I'm like, oh, that's east. Very good. So we start with the east. The east in many traditions, a lot of the indigenous people, and look at the east is the place of birth, of new beginnings. It is the place of sunrise, spring. It is that place of fire. It is the place of spirit. It is the place of the eagle. So we started today in the candle of hope and faith. So Advent is a time where we want to prepare. We want to prepare our inner world for what is coming. And it's an individual coming. However, when we collectively do our inner work, that's when we make a change in the outer world. Advent is the time, actually, for us to be quiet, to be still, to stop, to go within, and to reignite and reunite with the light within ourselves. I find it extremely interesting that during the holiday season, we actually speed up, right? We got to go, I got to purchase some gifts, I need to mail some gifts, I'm going to go to this holiday gathering, I'm going to this party, I'm going to go, 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 go. And we are actually going against nature. This is the time of year where we're supposed to be quiet and still. There's less daylight. We're supposed to be in our silence, in our stillness. And we do the opposite. Now, it's not so. And you wonder why we have cold and flu season. Between the fact that we're going against our immune system, we are doing the opposite of what our bodies would prefer, which is to be quiet and still. And then you also have the media that's going, it's cold and flu season. Did you know we have six seasons? You know, we have spring, summer, autumn, winter, holiday season. But of course, you've got to have the cold and flu season if you buy into that. So becoming still is important. I wrote this a couple years ago, and I want to just read this, because what is actually Advent to you and to me and to us? Advent is an invitation. It's an invitation from the divine within us to take time to slow down, to be still, to be with the Lord of your heart, to be listening, to hear, to commune, and to open. to be gifted not with the presents that are wrapped, but to be with the presence that is breathing you and breathing me and breathing all of creation. As we individually take the time to go within, to be still, in the virtual darkness, and perhaps even looking at the places on ourselves where we might be blocking the light of our being, that is what we're being called to do. It is a time of clearing away. What do we want to clear away? You ask. Thanks for asking. So we're going to clear away, and actually there's these two words that actually are very much associated with Advent. One is repentance, which is a word that I don't really resonate with until I look at what that means. Repentance means basically to feel remorse for a mistake that you've made. Now, metaphysically, what that means, repentance means I've made a mistake in my thinking. Okay? I am turning away from a mistake I made in my thinking. We just finished The Adventures in Faith, where we looked at how easy it is for us to forget that we are the divine in expression. We are the divine in expression, and so is everyone else. How many times do I need to remind myself, you know, and that means remind, come back to the truth of who I am. We need to turn away from that which is not true, and turn away from judgments, and turn away from all the things that we judge, because we have this inner judge, and you've all heard that if you've been at the last talks. So we want to turn away from that which is not true and turn to the truth about the light, that I am the light, you are the light. How do we support that light? The second word, besides repentance, is expectancy. Expectancy. Now, there's another word that's similar to expectancy, and that's expectations. Expectations is when we expect things. We expect a certain outcome. And I'll tell you what, expectations leads to disappointment, disillusionment, and frustration. How many of you have ever had an expectation? Right? How does that work for you? How's that working for you? Expectancy is different. Expectancy is when you're open to the divine good that is there, and it doesn't, you're not attached to the form or how it comes to you. Expectancy, knowing that there's good coming and not being attached to the form. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to choose expectancy. I'm expecting something wonderful, good. Don't have to know what that is. So I'm not going to outline and then be disappointed. Be open. So we're turning away, repenting, turning away from that which is not true and looking at what's true. In expectancy of the preparation of the birth. Okay? So the next two words, you've got repentance and you've got expectancy. Preparation for birth. How many of you have kids, physical kids? I have internal kids. My inner Liz is. So there is something called having a baby. And if, whether you're whatever spouse you are, carrying the baby or supporting the carrying of the baby, do you not prepare for the coming of the baby, right? I Googled things because I never, you know, I can guess, but what are some of the things that you actually do to prepare for the arrival of the baby? You do what? You get a room. Room for the baby. What else? What? Paint. You paint. I didn't write that one down. You might want to get a crib and a mattress and blankets. Oh, clothes. Should we get some baby clothes? How about diapers? Well, what is it? Toys, toys. I got toys written down. You know that one. I know, Alex. So we prepare. We might make a birth plan. We might have our bag packed. We're preparing. We are preparing all the things that we will need for this birth of this new baby, because not to be prepared is probably going to be a disaster. So we want to prepare ourselves for the birth or the expansion into more of the light and the truth of who we are. So that's what I want to speak to you now about, what we're going to do in order to create and prepare that space within ourselves so that we can emit and be more in the light. The light is about love. It is about peace and harmony and joy and wisdom. It's about getting along and work, living in harmony with nature and everyone else. So, would you like to know how to prepare? Yes? Okay. I mean, if we were preparing for Santa Claus, which we probably did as kids, we'd want to hang up our stockings, right? What else would we do? Cookies. We need to make cookies. We're preparing for Santa and putting the milk and cookies out for Santa, right? What else? Write a letter. There you go. Write a letter to Santa. Anybody ever write a letter to Santa? Right? How many of you made a Christmas list of the things that you wanted for Christmas? How many of you went into the catalogs, Sears catalogs, the Penney's catalogs, and you circled the things that you wanted, right? So you made a Christmas list as a kid. Question: do you have a Christmas list now? Have you written your Christmas list for this year? Writing it down, okay? How many of you have ever heard the song, The Grown-Up Christmas Wish? I think John Foster and Amy Grant, and I believe Amy Grant and Kelly Clarkson and Michael, what's his name? Dublé. Yes. So the Grown-Up Christmas Wish. Now, they make a wish list. Now, I need to talk to you about some more words. Today, we are really getting the words about things. We've already talked about a few very powerful words. But there's the word wish. There's the word hope. I'm going to invite the word intentions and faith. So what do we need to do in order to prepare for the birth? I'm going to say, number one, be still. Some of you have a spiritual practice already. If you don't, start one. Between starting today, and I'm going to suggest you take 11 minutes to be still. Why 11? Why not? 11, double digits. And whenever you have. So I'm going to say, are you willing to carve out 11 minutes a day to be in the silence, to be in the stillness? And this week, to focus on, what does it look like to live as faith? What does that look like? Spend that 11 minutes. That's your part of your preparation. Now, the second part is you're going to create a Christmas wish list, which I had just started to speak of. However, there's something called a wish, and I just mentioned that. What is a wish? A wish, according to the dictionary definition, it's when you feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable, and you want something that cannot or probably will not happen. And often it's when you wish maybe upon a star, or you rub the genie's lamp because you're trying to, it's kind of that superstitious wishing for something, but it's so generic and it's out there. So it's probably not going to happen. I wish I could fly to the moon, right? So it's just outrageous and not something that could happen. The next step up is hope. Hope is when you have a desire for something and you believe it could happen. Hope is that next step up to say, it's possible. Wishes is usually not so possible. So I'm taking you through a graduated. So you can start with a wish list. You can make it a hope list. You can intention. What is an intention? Attention is what I set. I set my intention. And an intention sets me. An intention is a plan or a course that this is happening. And the final one is faith. Faith is when you know, you trust, you accept, you're convicted and assured. That's already done. Now I'm going to give you an example. I wish I could have the love of my life. I hope I could have the love of my life. I intend to have the love of my life. I have and am the love of my life. Do you notice the change in energy? How about, I wish I was financially free. I wish I had more money than not. I hope to have more money. I hope to be financially free. It's possible. I intend to be financially free and have more money. I am financially free. You notice the graduation? Which one do you want to go with? Right? You want to go to the faith, because faith, the definition of faith, and this is in Hebrews 11:1. So yes, make your meditation 11 minutes and 1 second. Because faith is the assurance of things hoped for. So faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. I have for you, if you care to have such, I have printed off some positive affirmations for the holidays. And there's 31 of them, so beginning on December 1st, you can have these. And these will help support you. Because in order to have faith, okay, so we're looking to have faith. You start with a wish list, but you're going to turn that into your faith list, okay? That's what I'm going to suggest. Start with a wish list, your grown-up Christmas wish list, and then move it into faith by affirming it is so. So, how do you enact more faith, to grow more faith? First of all, I'm having a moment where my brain went, I don't know. There's an A, and it stands for something. Oh, affirm. You know, I've been speaking the A word. So in order to solidify your faith, because you want to change your wish list into your faith list, so you're going to affirm that it is so, A. Then you have AI, artificial intelligence. Well, we're going with affirmative. And the next thing is to imagine it is so. And F, so I'm going right off the AIF, Adventures in Faith, you're going to feel it. So in order to build your faith, you're affirming it, you're imagining it, and you're feeling it. That's what Advent is. This is your assignment for the week, if you care to, and take it on. You know, we can do this together. I have faith in you. And I'm giving thanks ahead of time because you're actually writing your grown-up Christmas wish. You're taking the time, you're writing that list, and you're moving it into that faith. So I celebrate your grown-up Christmas wish, which is now your faith list, and know it is so. And so it is. Namaste.